Liquid Telecom outlet to get started. Liquid data on go. Now that's speed. Terms and conditions apply.
Apply, renew, and track your radiation license online with ease through the new Radiation Protection Authority e-licensing platform. Fast, simple, and secure. Stay compliant while protecting workers, the public, and the environment from harmful effects of ionizing radiation. Visit us at Exploration House, Government Road, Lusaka, or rpa.gov.zm. Call us on 0956-319-080. Email radiation@rpa.gov.zm. Radiation Protection Authority, a credible regulator ensuring a radiation-safe environment and proud sponsor of the Hot FM News Bulletin.
The Hot FM Main News.
President Hichilema urges Africa to address fertilizer-soil mismatch. Defense Minister defends military language in Kikonge gold mine operation. And Uganda's military chief denies army assaulted Bobby Wine's wife.
The Hot FM News with Keturah Mtonga.
Thank you for joining us for the 18 Hours Bulletin. President Hakainde Hichilema has emphasized the need for African countries to strengthen intra-African trade in the agriculture sector by addressing gaps in fertilizer suitability for different soil types. Speaking during a courtesy call from ITRA-COM Holdings delegation at State House, President Hichilema says African countries should do more business with one another, particularly in the importation and production of fertilizers tailored to specific soil types in Zambia and across the continent. The president notes that a gap exists in Africa where some fertilizers currently in use are not suitable for certain soil types, negatively affecting agriculture productivity.
Investments in the context of Africa with Africa. African business people in Burundi, African business people in Zambia, finding common ground. We expect you to embrace this initiative with both hands, but we also understand the importance of different types of fertilizers, right? Which would suit certain soils. I'm a farmer myself, Mr. Chairman, so which would suit different soil types. So there's always a gap in the market, and we believe you bring a niche product in the market.
Meanwhile, ITRA-COM Holding Limited founder Adrian Ntigasika has appealed to the Zambian government to allow the company to invest in a fertilizer plant with a minimum production capacity of 1 million metric tons of organic fertilizer.
Today, we want to do what we are doing away here in Zambia. We want to invest here in Zambia the minimum 1 million metric ton annual capacity of the plant as we have it in Tanzania, as we are making it in Kenya, as we are making it in Angola. We are here to seek for blessings for the father of the nation, to seek the support from the father of the nation. We are contributing for food security. We are contributing job creation. For the factory of its size, we employ around 5,000 people.
Defense Minister Ambrose Mufuma has clarified that while the term extermination may have raised concern in some quarters, it should be understood that military often uses figurative language when issuing operational directives. In a statement, Mr. Lufuma said the Ministry of Defense provided full support to the operation at Kikonge Gold Mine, adding that the Central Joint Operations Committee Chairperson and Zambia Army Commander, Lieutenant General Jeffrey Ziele, worked diligently to ensure its successful execution, contrary to some media reports. He has emphasized the need for the public to understand the dangers of illegal mining and its implications for the peace and security of the nation. Ms. Lufuma said there is no need to be carried away by words or semantics, noting that the objective is to eliminate illegal mining and its attendant vices while putting in place organized, safe and legal mining activities that will benefit all citizens and the country as a whole. Government has reaffirmed its commitment to the successful implementation of the Refugee Exit Plan program, emphasizing that the initiative aligns closely with its broader strategic priorities. The assurance was given during the signing ceremony of a memorandum of understanding aimed at strengthening coordination and promoting long-term solutions for refugee management. Speaking at the event, Commissioner for Refugees, Tovine Kaneka, says the formalization of the agreement reflects a shared commitment to collaboration, responsibility, and innovation in addressing one of the country's most complex humanitarian and development challenges.
This partnership seeks to support refugees not only to survive, but to rebuild their lives with dignity, purpose, and self-resilience. The Office of the Commissioner for Refugees is mandated under the Refugees Act No. 1 of 2017, as well as relevant international and regional instruments, which Zambia is a signatory, to provide protection, coordination, pursue durable solutions for the refugees. However, we fully recognize that government efforts alone are not sufficient to respond to the evolving and diverse needs of refugees' populations.
Meanwhile, Agents of Hope Chief Executive Officer Nana Ahmed has welcomed the partnership, saying it will help maximize impact, avoid duplication of efforts, and deliver meaningful outcomes for refugee communities.
This is a very good, initiative that not only helping refugees, also holding them accountable for what they need to do for themselves. Because even if the government is giving everything that they've given to refugees, there has to be a job done by refugees. So Refugee Exit Plan Initiative is here to create that communication, is here to share that data, is here to implement policies that will help everyone globally as global citizens.
The Zambia Qualifications Authority, ZAQA, has embarked on the development of National Occupational Standards, NOS, in the energy sector as part of efforts to support the government's energy expansion agenda. ZAQA Director General Mercy Ngoma says achieving government's target of adding over 2,600 megawatts of power to the national grid by the end of the year requires a competent, adaptable and industry-responsive workforce. Mrs. Ngoma said this when she officiated the opening of a workshop for the development of national occupational standards in the energy sector, which has drawn participation from the Ministry of Energy, academia, and the energy industry. She said participants at the workshop will develop occupational standards for six critical occupations, namely renewable energy engineer, energy policy analyst, nuclear scientist, smart grid technician, energy efficient specialist, and power systems engineer. This is according to a statement issued by ZAQA Corporate Communications Unit.
The Hot FM Business News is brought to you by Access Bank. More than banking.
Access Bank Zambia has with immediate effect appointed Dr. Iheani Ngwogu as its new Managing Director and Chief Executive Officer. Dr. Ngwogu's appointment follows approval by the Board of Directors and the Bank of Zambia, reinforcing the bank's commitment to strong and visionary leadership as it continues on its growth and transformation trajectory. Prior to his appointment, Dr. Ngwogu served as Deputy Managing Director for Public Sector and Wholesale Banking before assuming the role of Interim Managing Director in October 2025. Commenting on the appointment, Access Bank Zambia Board Chairperson Anne Sampa says the board is delighted to confirm Dr. Ngwogu as the substantive Managing Director, noting that his exemplary track record, deep understanding of the banking landscape, and unwavering commitment to excellence make him the ideal leader for the next chapter of the bank's growth. And Dr. Ngwogu says he is honored to be entrusted with the leadership of Access Bank Zambia at such a transformative period in the bank's journey.
The news continues after these messages.
Enjoy uncapped fiber internet at home or at work with Liquid Fiber. You can also get our SIM card to experience the same fiber speeds on the move with Liquid Data on